Hello?
Hi, I'm
Hello?
returning your call from Family First Home Care.
Yes, you called me earlier today. I think you were the one. Linda Olano?
Okay, thanks so much. Yeah, I was actually returning a call. We spoke before.
Right.
Okay, it was today. Okay. You said that you're
I
looking
was looking
to
to take,
switch.
yeah, I was looking, I'm looking here to switch, I'm just trying to talk to the caregivers I have if
Right.
they're okay with this and stuff, But
So,
I had a question
okay.
before we make a decision. How do you log in? Like do you call in off of my phone? Do the caregivers do it, or how do you log in?
So there
Their
should be two
hours.
options. I think there is an option to call like with your phone, the client's phone, and then there is an option with an app.
Right. So I have trouble with the app. It's called Heartland. And we have trouble with this app. Where I live in the country, okay? So we don't have the best internet, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes we have trouble with the app, and we also have trouble with our phone sometimes. But we know we got to turn off our phone and then restart it, then it usually works. So most of my caregivers, well, as a matter of fact, all of them now, they just use my phone, okay? And they call in. And they call in when they start, and they call in when they quit. So I just wanted to know if they can do that. Okay.
And also, if there is any, like, for some reason I'm missing clocking or out, there is time sheets that you could
Okay.
do.
Well, usually we're okay using my phone to call in. We haven't run into, too many problems yet. Maybe once or twice we had to use a time sheet, but other than that, we're pretty good just using my phone, you know what I mean? So do I got to give you people a schedule when and who's working on what days and times or not?
So since it's not so you could do your own schedule. Like it's up to you the
Okay.
schedule.
So do I need to tell you what the schedule is?
We would like to know the schedule, but I don't think it's like if there's any change, then it's really up to you, but you can always let us know. Like there will be a coordinator assigned. Any questions, you could reach out, any concerns, you could reach out directly to your coordinator.
Okay, because the reason
Once.
I say I usually right now it's a little iffy. Like I have a college kid here, and today she's getting her dorm ready, so she was like scheduled to work today, so I had to put somebody else in her place. So I am to report to my agency I have now, you know what I mean? Oh, somebody else is working for her. But I never, never, never go over my hours. I know I get 33 hours a week, and my workers never go over their 33 hours. You know what I mean?
Right, because you don't need to
That's
go
not
over
a
the
problem.
hours since it's not a certified caregiver. It's not required to, like, we don't do, the company doesn't do the actual schedule.
So if I tell you that, say Mary's gonna work Monday, and Susie's gonna work Tuesday, okay? And Mary decides she can't work Monday, but Susie's gonna take her place, and Mary's gonna work Tuesday. Do I need to tell you that?
I don't think you need to tell us. If you would like to tell us, then that's
Okay.
okay. As long as they don't go over the amount of approved hours and it's not
Right.
overlapping, meaning that one caregiver clocks in before the other one clocks out, then that shouldn't be a problem.
Right. I understand that I can never have two here at the same time. That I understand. That I understand.
And
So.
I was about to call you back because we could do for your caregivers 14.25 an hour.
14:25. Okay. And you say holidays, it's time and
It's
half.
time and a half, correct.
Okay.
Weekly pay.
And I can have somebody here 7 days a week. and my workers get paid weekly.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And they can do the direct deposit?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just have one I need to talk to yet, you know, and we're going to decide, and I'm going to call
still
you
wanna...
back and let you know.
Mm-hmm. You still want to decide? Okay, that's not a problem. You can anytime call me with questions. Text, call. Let me know.
And
I'll
then...
take, once you decide, I'll take your information. I'll send it over to our intake. They will be doing the transfer.
Okay, and like I say, I'm with UPMC.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good. I have a very nice coordinator. I just had a talk with her the other day about I'm not happy with the agency I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the fact, it's their phones never work. Nobody answers the phones when you call.
Really?
And they tell you, leave a message. You can't leave a message because the mailbox is always full.
Oh, wow, that's not good.
So how do you leave a message in case an emergency pops up?
There is no text.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't have that many workers. Now, there's a woman, I shouldn't say a woman, there's an individual that lives about 2 miles up from me. And they contacted the agency. I have not contacted one of my caregivers if she's interested in more hours because they need somebody for the person up the road from me. No, the caregivers I have, they just want to work for me. Do you know what I'm saying? They just want to work for me. They don't want to work for anybody else. They're just doing this for me.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Then they don't have no workers. They don't have enough workers to go around with all the people they have. So this ought to tell you something, that this agency is just not, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get so disgusted.
Wow. So once you have, once you decide, you'll call me. We'll do a conference with your care manager, and we'll be requesting the authorization. So then it will be a smooth transfer. So we have the authorization. Then we'll be onboarding your caregivers, and then.
Okay. Well, she's coming. She's coming to visit me on Friday.
Oh.
So I'm gonna have a nice conversation with her. It's my yearly visit, you know, with her.
Oh, what time
and,
on Friday?
I don't know what time she's coming, 9 or 10, I think, something like
that.
Oh,
in the morning. So you could still call me until like 12-ish, 12:30. Okay.
Right. So
I'm going to have
a conversation with her, and then I'm going to tell her what information I got from you, and I'll decide, you know, while my caregivers agree. You know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
hard to find them, you know, like somebody elderly. Because, and I don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that these people use the system, but these people that are retired, okay, they get Social Security, but they need just that little bit of extra income to get them over the hill. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if they earn too much money, then they got to pay our $200 a year school taxes here, okay? They might be eligible to get LIHEAP, you know, to help with their heating. Well, earning this extra money puts them above the income guidelines. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And let me just tell you what, I could get all the caregivers in the world I wanted, but I understand why people don't want to give up them benefits because the money they're really earning, you know, they could be losing a lot of benefits that are beneficial to them.
Mm.
Like
yeah.
LIHEAP, and there's some that need food stamps and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this little bit of extra money that they get, they're liable to lose their food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And I get it. I get it exactly where they're coming from. I get it. And, you know, but they just need that little bit of extra money. And I think we need to, if you earn $1,000 a year here, then you have got to pay our school taxes. But if you're retired and you earn less than $1,000, then you don't need to pay our school taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it don't take long to earn $1,000, and then they're going to get hit with that bill yet that they really can't afford, you know? So this is why I have to watch who I get. but I have a young kid here. He does schooling online, college online. I have a college kid that, like I say, that's going back. What a good little helper she is. Wow, she's great. I'm going to miss her. I'm going to really, really miss that girl because she's a good little helper for me. And then I have an older woman that worked for the VA down in Lebanon, and she's a caregiver for me. So she's the older one. She's like 65 or something. But the other two are young, and they're very good. Mm-hmm. And you don't overwork for me. You know what I'm saying? Just, mm-hmm. you know, nice, steady work, whatever, you know. It's light housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe a load of wash, run the sweeper, and cook. Mm-hmm. And I help cook because I need to keep doing stuff, too. I need to keep myself moving. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Right.
If not, yeah. I'm going to be in the nursing home. And I don't want to be in the nursing home.
Right.
Same. So I like to help do some of this stuff, too, if I'm capable of doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we all work together real nice, you know? And I had one that I just got rid of a couple weeks ago because she'd come here and she'd sit for an hour, hour and a half, and wouldn't do no work whatsoever. She'd just sit here and blab, blab, blab. Well, you're no benefit to me then. I don't need your services, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I will get somebody who wants to work. But you don't overwork for me. Nice, steady work. That's all I ask. I'm not, I'll give you the shirt off of my back. I'll do anything for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, take a little break every once in a while. I don't care. You know, but you got so many people that are here to work, and you got some that are just here to collect the paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we all got to work for our paycheck, right?
Yep.
So this is how it is. This is how it is. So there, I just thought of something else I wanted to ask you. Not just skip my mind. It was about signing in, and it was about the paychecks. Oh, do you know what day you pay, in case somebody asked me that?
Okay, that's a great question. To be honest, I think it's on Thursday, but I can double check for you.
It's no big deal. I'm just asking in case somebody asks me, that's all.
But I know that one of the days, but it's every day. But it's every week, weekly.
Yeah, that's important. Well, you have to stretch your money out for 2 weeks. Shoot, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because I know how hard it is to try to stretch your money out for a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Some days it's rough. Some months are rough, you know. My caregivers are still allowed to go grocery shopping and stuff for me, right?
Right, yes, sure.
Okay. Grocery, they can take me to my doctor's appointment, which is only a mile up the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they can stay clocked in for that, correct?
Yep, yes.
Okay. All right. These are just questions I need to ask because.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Again, and if you still have any questions, you can text me, you can call me as well, however it works for you. We're here to help you.
Okay, all right. All right, that'll work. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So I'll get back to you sometime, either Friday or Monday.
Yes.
And I'll let you know what I decide.
Yep. Right. Yes.
And what's the name of your company again?
Family First Home Care.
Family First.
Yep.
Okay.
It's like we're family,
and
so family comes first.
How did you know I was looking?
You actually reached out to us. The first that
did
initial...
I?
Yeah. Let me look back. So. On 8/4, 2 days ago on Monday, you called our line and you were asking about services because you're not happy with your current agency.
I called so many people that day, I don't even know who I called
But I'm happy that
now you're not.
I'm happy that
I called Maximum. I called Maximum, And I called Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I don't remember calling. I don't remember calling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember calling Family First, though. That's why I was wondering, how did you know that I was looking for somebody different? Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, who knows who I called the other day, because I was on the rampage. I wasn't a happy camper. And I said, that's it. Now I'm looking for somebody else, I said. Because, see, when I initially started this, well over a year ago, my coordinator had given me a name of a place. And it was in Philadelphia, too. And here then, when I called, it went out of business or something or changed hands. And then I had to get somebody else. But I can't remember the name of that company anymore. So, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
But sometimes we drop. Sometimes we drop calls. You know,
oh,
I mean?
No.
We drop calls.
No.
That's why I was just saying.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. Even if I did call you, I'm glad I did. It's like.
Right. So we'll be in touch. Call me anytime. Text me. Whatever.
Okay.
And any questions,
okay,
let me know.
Okay. And what's your name again?
Shindel.
Shindel. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and your answers for me.
Yep.
And I appreciate it. And I'll get back to you.
Sure. Okay. No problem. Thanks so much for calling. Have a great day.
Yep. Have a good day.
You
have a good
too.
Day. Bye.